Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the BBC takes a random dip into its seasonal bran tub and comes up with... Oh, look what we've got.
A Beyond Our Ken musical extravaganza.
Oh, well, you can't be lucky every time.
Beyond Our Ken proudly presents Island Treasure, breathtaking spectacle in glorious Harner color.
Hear it on the new wide microphone.
It took 8 years to make. I was just a child when it started.
Neither was I.
Island Treasure is packed with excitement. See Kenneth Williams fight the giant anaconda.
Yeah, no, he's not messing up now.
See Hugh Paddock as the villainous Long John Silver.
I wouldn't leave my little wooden leg for you.
See Betty Marsden as the only woman alone on board a ship full of men.
They're so demanding. I've never darned so many socks in my life.
See the new Kenneth Horne. The gay, romantic Kenneth Horne.
Yes, all this and 20 new hit songs from the pen of Irving Creekwhistle.
Well, that's just a foretaste of what's in store.
This production of Island Treasure is having its world premiere tonight at the Corn Exchange Titchfield. And the BBC has made arrangements to bring you this show. You'd think they'd have something better to do. Oh, well, first of all, we're going over to the foyer to meet some of the celebrities attending this glittering first night. So over now to our commentator, Cecil Snaith.
Hello, listeners. This is Cecil Snaith speaking to you from the Corn Exchange Titchfield. What a throng of gay, sophisticated first-nighters there are here.
Get away! Go on! Shoo!
Ah, over there, I've just spotted a very well-known BBC personality, fellow commentator of mine.
I say, glad to see you made it. Did you have a good journey down?
Well, the going was very hard, and I got away to a good start, and for the first few miles it was neck and neck with a bubble car. But I managed to hold off a challenge from a fast sports car, then coming into the home stretch down the Titchfield High Road, across the headed traffic lights, and another, a lady cyclist coming up on the inside, very fast indeed, 250 yards to go. A Rolls-Royce making his effort on the near side, now 150 yards to go. And at the post office, it was a clear win for me by two lengths, with a bubble car second and a Rolls-Royce third.
Well done, and nice to see you again, Audrey Russell.
Here's a regular first-nighter. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, now, what do you think this show will be like?
Heaven knows, I shan't bother to watch the Richard thing. I'll be in the bar, oh boy, I might pop in for half an hour or so for a nap, but that's all.
Oh, well then why did you come in the first place?
I have to, old boy. I'm a dramatic critic.
Well, now, most of the celebrities have gone in now, so it's time for me to join them inside.
Tickets, please, sir.
Don't be silly. I don't need a ticket.
You do to get in here. No one gets in without a ticket.
But I'm from the BBC.
That's your problem. I'm afraid you couldn't get in here if you were Cecil Snaith himself.
But I am Cecil Snaith.
Well, there you are, sir. I've just told you. You can't get in.
But you don't understand. The BBC are broadcasting this show.
All right, then I'll compromise. Your microphone can go in, but you can't.
But how shall I know what's going on?
Well, if I were you, I'd listen to it on the wireless.
Oh, I say, now look here, my man.
You'd better hurry, too.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And on behalf of the cast, may I welcome you to our show. I would like to thank the Dagenham Girl Pipers for their cooperation there. Nothing to do with the show, but they have been most cooperative. The costumes for the show were provided by the well-known lady costumier, Miss Fitz of Hackney, with the exception of the Long John Silver outfit, which was kindly lent to us by Miss Alma Cogan. I should point out that we've done a long tour with Island Treasure, and there's been a certain amount of rewriting. To give you an idea of how much, well, when we started this production, it was Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. However, providing there haven't been any further rewrites while I've been speaking to you, you're now going to be treated to our production of Island Treasure, which, need I say, is a backward version of Treasure Island. Mr. Fennelly, overture, please.
Treasure Island, where the gold was left by Captain Flint. If we get that stuff, then sure enough, we will never, ever more be skint. Treasure Island, we shall find it, never mind the risk.
And we hereby state that a piece of eight is our favorite desert island disc.
Oh, we're sailing off into the blue
with a right crowd of Charlie's crew.
When we spy, we'll give a joyous cry. We'll be there on that fabulous island, Treasure Island, my island.
So, Squire Trelawney, you say you have a map showing the exact whereabouts of Captain Flint's treasure, and you want my ship, the Hispaniola, to take you there. Show me, is that the plot?
Well, yes, you've outlined it very well. Actually, the map belongs to young Jim Hawkins.
Jim Hawkins?
Yes, we couldn't afford Jack Hawkins. Jim's coming along as cabin boy.
What about his education?
I'll take care of that. I'll be a sort of gym teacher. Oh, he's a good lad. Keen to learn about the sea. I left him practicing dropping the anchor.
Ow! Whoa! Whoa! Cool!
Oh... I wonder who he's dropped it on this time. Jim, come here a minute.
Come in, Squire. Hello, Captain. What a nice ship you've got. I've just been up at the front.
The front? Bow, boy, bow.
Well, why should I? I won't get any applause. Here, I've been trying to get off with that lady sitting in the front of the ship.
Oh, Jim, that's the figurehead. It's made of wood.
Oh, no wonder she wasn't very talkative. I thought she was just plain hard to get.
Well, Hawkins, what have you been doing on board?
Oh, nothing much. I just popped into the poop, had a peep, and popped out again.
Well, Squire, I've got a sign on the crew. All right, over here, line up. Name?
Cutthroat Fred, first mate.
Bloodthirsty Sam, second mate.
Murderous Albert, third mate.
Gladys Rimbold, everybody's mate.
Oh, very able-bodied, I must say.
A woman? We can't have a woman on a treasure cruise.
I thought it was a pleasure cruise.
It probably will be.
I say she can't go on board. I forbid it.
Gladys, now, nip off and disguise yourself as a man. Then you can sign on as bloodthirsty Gladys Rumbold.
Next.
Evil George.
Next.
Chipati Clapham.
Next.
Good heavens, it's Pat Lancaster. I'm afraid you can't sign on, Pat.
No, I've only come down to see you on your way.
Well, pity you can't sing us on our way.
Oh, but I can. Look, there's the variety orchestra all lined up on the key.
Oh, well, it'll be the first time they've ever been on key. Sing, Pat.
I've always found it easy to say no to some over-anxious Joe. In my time, I've turned any amount down, but with you, I can't resist. 'Cause before we've even kissed, my heart begins to start the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Bang! I'm cool, calm and collected. There I see your face. My control is projected into outer space. To be loved by you. Bring out the beast in me, baby, do. May feel drowsy and lazy till you ring my bell. Then for action I'm crazy, baby, can't you tell? I light up at the sight of you. Bring out the beast in me, baby. Love is basic, needs no subtle overtures. Love may vary, but I'm just crazy over yours. When you do to my system, no one's done before. Take my arms, baby, twist them if you want some more. My responses depend on you. Bring out the beast in me, baby, do. Love is basic, needs no subtle overtures. Love may vary, But I'm just crazy over yours. When the battle commences, let's have no holds barred. Drive me out of my senses, leave me battle scarred. Here's where I meet my Waterloo. Bring out the beast in me, baby. Bring out the beast in me, baby. Bring out the beast, baby do.
Jolly nice pass. Ah, well, back in character. Captain, are all the crew assembled?
We're still waiting for Long John Silver. Ah, there he is. Hi-ho, Silver!
Hold on there, mateys. I'm coming as quick as I can. Oh. 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 Curses, I'm stuck in a grating. Give us a leg up, young'un.
Where are ya?
Oh. Thank you, matey. Don't be afraid of poor old Long John. I'd be just a harmless, bloodthirsty cutthroat.
Well, come along, man. You're keeping us waiting.
Oh, sorry I'm late, matey. I've been hopping in Kent.
Ian Long, he's got a pirate on his shoulders.
Oh, so he has. Does he speak, Long John?
Ah, he do that. He speaks right proper, he do. Don't he, Polly?
I certainly do. And let's face it, Silver, I speak a jolly sight better than you do.
You see, be a real scholarly bird. I wanted to have an education I never had. He went to a public school, you know.
Eden?
Not recently, no.
That's a very old joke.
I happen to be a very old bird.
Well, now, Long John, you ought to be our cook, then.
I am that. I hope your ship be well stocked with beef.
Yes, it is.
Good. Then I'll be a happy man. I'll get below with the two things I like most in the world. Boiled beef and parrots.
Boiled beef and parrots.
Well, Jim, come on. We'd better get aboard. Oh, look, the sails are opening.
Mm, good. We may be able to pick up a couple of cheap laughs.
Batten your hatches!
Aye, aye, sir!
Loosen your mainstays!
Aye, aye, sir!
That's better.
Trelawney, I don't like it.
Well, neither do I. I'm afraid it was the only record the BBC had. Never mind. Well, Captain, we've been at sea for 3 weeks now. I must say the crew seem to be settling down well.
I wouldn't be too sure. I don't trust that Long John Silver. There's something evil brewing.
Yes, he calls it shepherd's pie.
I don't mean that. It's the men. There's something going on. Everywhere I look, there are strange little groups of them, whispering, plotting. Just look at those two bloodthirsty specimens on the upper deck.
Yes, I wonder what they're saying.
Hello, Rodney.
Hello, Charles. I say, do you like my get-up?
Most colourful, Rodney. I love your accessories. Two cutlasses, three knives, a brace of pistols, and a marvelous spike.
Yes. I'm really dressed to kill. And I say, what do you think of my titfa?
It knocks mine into a cocked hat.
Oh, I don't know. The silk scarf and earrings are very becoming.
Yes, but everyone on board's wearing them. Most disconcerting. If I'd known, I just wouldn't have come on this cruise.
Still, after all, the food's not bad.
No, I suppose the cook does his best. But let's face it, Rodders, this Long John Silver is no bon vivant. I must say, one gets a little tired of salt beef every day.
Are you going in for the new competition? Guess the height of the mast?
Certainly not, Rod. Whole thing's rigged. Yeah. Anyway, we're supposed to be cleaning the deck this morning, and the first mate said to be sure to clean underneath the cannon.
No, I don't feel like it. Come on, let's scrub round it.
Come on, you two lazy lubbers. Jump to it or you're going to taste of the rope's end.
Well, that'll make a change from salt beef.
You see, Trelawney, their insolence is growing. I tell you, there's something very peculiar going on board this ship. Another thing. There's one of the crew that keeps going into the powder room.
Well, what's so unusual about that?
With a handbag. Look, there he goes again.
Oh, it's all right, Captain. I'll deal with this. She must have got on board, all right. Psst, I say, hello, Gladys.
What did he call me, Squire?
Oh, sorry. I thought it was somebody else.
Were you looking for me, Squire?
Oh, there you are. All right, Gladys, you can take off your eye patch and beard now.
Very good disguise, don't you think?
Yes, but I don't think you should have worn a dress.
What's the meaning of this? I thought I said no women aboard.
All right, Captain, I'll take the responsibility for Miss Rumbold. She can help with the navigation. I'm sure she'd be willing to show us our longitude.
Of course.
And I hope a certain amount of latitude, too. Come, Gladys, join me in a drink. Here's my cabin. Now then, what about a spot of rum?
Rum? Oh, no, I never drink that stuff. You know what they say? You can't get a man with a rum.
Oh, don't you believe it?
Rum for two, and two for rum.
Well, I'm your pal.
And I'm your chum. Cause having rum is so much fun together. It's lovely snogging when you've got a noggin.
It always enhances those shipboard romances.
We won't have it known, dear, that we've got a keg down here.
We can have a private spree.
A tot for you and a tot for me.
Oh,
can't you see how tiddly we will be?
Yeah.
Come in. Oh, you're in. Good. Yes?
I overheard everything.
Oh, well, look, here's a doubloon. You keep quiet.
No, I wasn't listening outside this door. I've been inside a barrel of apples.
Good heavens, why?
I was just polishing off a few pippins. But guess what I heard? They're planning a mutiny.
What, who are the apples?
No, the crew. It's Long John Silver. He's planning to grab the treasure for himself.
Well done, Jim Hawkins. This is valuable information. Mm. How fortunate you were hiding in that barrel of apples.
Well, you know me. I'd do anything for the cause.
Well, that's really scraping the bottom of the barrel. Come on, Jim. We must tell the captain. See, Captain, that's how it is. Now you know the whole story.
Well, I didn't hear all of it because of that blasted music link. But you say Long John plans to take the treasure when we get ashore?
Well, that's true, but how far are we from Treasure Island?
Well, we're a long way from the original version.
We should be in sight of land soon. I'll ask the lookout. Hey there, you up there in the crow's nest, what can you see?
Hold on, sir, I'll have a shifty through me spyglass. Oh, yes. I spy with my little eye something beginning with S. It's a sailing ship steering a course south by south-southeast. She's a schooner, judging by the set of her sails. Oh, yes, she is. I can distinctly see her name. It's the SS Hispaniola.
Oh, that's us, you fool.
Oh, yes, sir, it is. I'm sorry. Oh, sorry, I got my spyglass upside down.
Can't you see any land, eh?
Sorry, I can't see a thing.
Why not?
I'm blinded by the spray.
Oh, what a lookout. I shall have to get rid of him if he doesn't mind his P's and Q's.
It's his S's you want to worry about.
Shh, listen, there's murmurings coming from the forecastle.
Oh, it's only some of the men singing?
What are they singing?
It sounds like the forecastle live on the hill.
No, it's not. Come on, let's get closer and we can listen.
Johnny, come down to Hilo.
Shiver my timbers, it's the Fraser Hayes Four.
I haven't seen the light since I was born, when an old sea captain with his sea boots on said, Johnny, come down to Hilo. Poor old man, oh, waker, oh, shaker, oh, wake that girl with the blue dress on when Johnny comes down to Hilo. Poor old man. I love a little girl across the sea. She's a Bedouin beauty and she says to me, oh, Johnny,
come down to Hilo. Poor old man, oh, wake her,
oh, shake her. Oh, wake that girl with the blue dress on when Johnny comes down to high-low. Poor old man. Were you ever down in Mobile Bay, where they dig long playing records every day? Oh, Johnny, come dig the high-lows for cool men.
Who's the best dressed in the studio, smart and gay? Who is the star of B.O.K.? Whose head is as bare as liner? Poor old Ken.
Did you ever see the old plantation bus? And the long-tailed filly and the big black hoss? I never seen the like since I was born, when an old sea captain with the sea boots on says, Johnny, come down to high-low. Poor old man. Oh, wake her. Oh, shake her. Oh, wake that girl with the blue dress on when Johnny comes down to high-low. Poor old man.
Well, they don't write shanties like that nowadays.
No!
Does that answer your question?
Right, all hands on deck. Prepare to disembark. At last, we're at Treasure Island.
Tim Hawkins, come here a minute, matey.
Why is it, Long John?
Where be Squire Trelawney and that Miss Rumbold?
They've gone off to explore the island.
Likely story. Now, Jim, that map you have showing where the treasure's buried, give it to me, matey.
No, I won't. No, no, stop messing about.
Come on, if you... You don't hand it over, I'll slit your gizzard.
What a vulgar fellow you are, Silver.
Belt up, Polly, I'll slit your gizzard and all. Now, Jim, listen to old Long John, I'll do a swap with you. You give me that map and you can have this new shiny pistol of mine.
Right, here's the map.
Thank you, here's the pistol.
Thank you, now stick them up. Come on, give me back my map.
You cunning little devil. Oh, here's your map back.
Yeah.
Now, give me back my pistol.
Yeah.
That's it, stick them up. Now, hand over the map.
Only if you give me my pistol.
All right, here it is.
Oh dear, here we go again.
Now, carefully, Gladys, mind where you tread. This is a dangerous stretch of swamp. Now, carefully, carefully, that's it. Now, steady. Right. You can put me down now.
I'm frightened, Squire. You never know who might be about on this island. I have a feeling we're being watched.
Well, we're not doing anything we shouldn't.
Oh, no, of course, it was cut out, wasn't it?
Anyway, I doubt if there's anyone living on this island.
I doubt that you'd be too sure.
What was that, Gladys?
I said, don't you be too sure.
Oh! Oh, good gracious. Look, behind you, a dirty old man.
Oh, hello, Jakes Brown. I haven't... Oh!
No. My name is Ben Gunn.
Ben Gunn, but who are you?
I'm the only man on the island.
And how long have you been here, Mr. Gunn?
Ever since Captain Flint fired me. I've been here alone now for 65 years. I've never seen a woman in all that time. I don't even remember what one looks like.
Well, I'm one.
Well, I'm Miss Mac, have I?
Did you say you were with Captain Flint?
Yes, I was one of his lighter men.
Well, we have a map showing Flint's buried treasure.
No, it's no good. I've moved it. I'm the only one who knows where it is.
Well, would you be prepared to lead us to the treasure, Ben Gunn?
I will if I get a share of it.
Oh, of course. All right, Gladys. Have Gunn, we'll travel.
One more thing, mister. You take me back to England with you. I left home 65 years ago.
Well, then you must be anxious to get back.
Yes, I've a funny feeling I left the gas on. Come then, follow me.
Meanwhile, back at the camp.
Now, I'll give you the map if you give me the pistol back.
All right, here you are, then.
Right, stick him up. Hand over that map.
All right, Long John, stand right where you are.
Curses, foiled again.
Well, it's your own fault, Silver. You really are the stupidest old buccaneer I've ever seen.
I may be, but I'm still a good cook and boil parrots on the menu. Come here, Polly, or slit your gizzard from here.
No, no, you mustn't. No.
Well, now, that's got rid of Long John Silver.
Hooray!
Right has triumphed over evil.
Hooray!
And as for the treasure, well, there's enough here for everyone.
Hooray!
Come on, let's get the treasure back to England.
Hooray.
Just a minute, who are you?
The Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Whoa! Good gracious, who shot the Chancellor in his Exchequer?
I did.
Gladys, why?
Well, after all, we should have a happy ending.
Hooray!
Our show has run its charted course, quite clever if not good. We've all learned something from it. Next year, Robin Hood.
Treasure Island, where we found the elderly Ben Gunn. Now the pirate's crew is on our home as we sail into the setting sun. So with a sigh, we wish you all goodbye. And we hope you've enjoyed Treasure Island. Treasure Island.
You have either been listening to or have just missed Beyond Our Ken's seasonal offering, Island Treasure. The various parts were played by a versatile cast, including Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddock, Betty Marsden, Bill Pertwee, and Kenneth Hall. Patricia Lancaster, the Fraser Hayes Four, and the BBC Variety Orchestra, conducted by Paul Fenelay, provided a welcome relief from the script, which was, of course, written by those two pirates, Eric Merriman and Barry Took. Your announcer was Douglas Smith, and the whole ghastly business was produced by bloodthirsty Jakes Brown.